Okay, that was, we got the band queuing up here. That was the Oscillating Fan Club doing Dinner with Robots. Up next, we've got, actually, I had a band queued. I had Tone and Niche queued up, and then I looked on the paperwork, and it says they're playing the Blowout, but it doesn't give information what club they're playing. So I pulled them out, and I'm going to put in Chetta Clausen, who is an amazing young man, and we're going to listen to Cities on Fire. And I'll tell you where he's playing after the song. You're listening to WHFR, the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn. We are getting music from bands playing around town this weekend for the Blowout. Chetta Clausen has it listed that he's playing the Blowout, but again, there's no details on my paperwork where he's playing. I know he played last night at the Majestic for the kickoff of it. To be honest, I've forgotten. Things are getting kind of crazy around here. I've forgotten who I've queued up, so we're just going to play it, and I'll tell you about it afterwards. Oh, okay, this is Either Aura, and the song is called... No, this is not. The next one is going to be Either Aura. Song is going to be I Wasn't Her, and she's playing the Blowout this weekend. Okay, that was the song band Either Aura, I Wasn't Her. They're going to be playing the Belmont Saturday night, March 8th. We've got Tiles coming up in the next few minutes, but we're running a little behind on the sound check, so we're good to go? All righty. Well, we won't be playing. There is so much music going on this weekend at the Blowout. You can get the Metro Times. They've got the complete guide. I've got Mr. White here with me, and we are going to be going live in the studio with the Tiles. Just Tiles.
Yes, right here on our live drive at 5 Studio, we have the band Tiles right in our studio. And, guys, can you do one song to start off the show?
We'd love to.
Line of clouds forms in the sky.
All right. Yeah. In our studio today, we have the Tiles.
No.
No, not the Tiles, just the band Tiles. Yes. Guys, can you introduce yourselves today?
HFR, what is up? My name's Paul.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Mark.
And Chris.
And what do you play?
We play music.
All right. Well, in that case,
Chris on guitar, Jeff on bass, Mark on drums, and Paul on vocals.
All okay. Right. Well, that's made it official now. You've got a very busy week ahead of you. You've got a big CD release party coming up on Sunday, don't you?
Yes
absolutely. We're at the Magic Bag with our good friends Discipline with us. The CD release party for Flypaper, so we're very excited about that.
That's your brand new CD?
Brand new, out the end of January.
Ah.
All right.
We have been playing it right here on WHFR. And, well, tell me, this is your fifth album that you've got out, isn't it?
That is correct. That is number 5. Produced and engineered by Mr. Terry Brown. That some people might know of. We have an array of special guests, including
his old buddy Alex Lifeson of Rush.
Yes.
Whoa.
And Alana Miles, who you might remember from a few years ago with quite a few hits off her Black Velvet album. Kim Mitchell on a couple of Detroit friends of ours, Matthew Parmenter of Discipline and Sonia Mastic on percussion.
So you guys have been kind of busy with this CD, haven't you?
Well, we were lazy, and we figured the more people that helped us out, the less work we would have to do.
Well, we're not going to let you off easy today. How about some more music?
Absolutely. Sure. This is a song off of our fourth album, Window Dressing. This is Remember to Forget.
The mighty Window Dressing.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, Tiles, right here in our studio. Now, that was off your fourth record?
That was off the record Window Dressing.
And now you're repackaging all your other records as well, aren't you?
Everything was repackaged for the release of Window Dressing except for the new one. So it's all four. That'd be the first one, Fence to Clear, Presence of Mind. And we also had the bonus disc for Window Dressing as well.
Okay. And where can people pick these up? Besides your big CD release party at the Magic Bag.
That would be Amazon.com, Dearborn Music.
I think Dearborn Music is carrying it, and on the east side, Record Time has our whole catalog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is also very special for you guys because it is an anniversary as well, isn't it?
It is, accidentally.
Of sorts, yes.
It's our 15th anniversary. We formed in 1993 and started recording our first CD, which eventually came out in 94. So.
And it's all four guys?
Yes.
Whoa, it's not often the band stay together that long.
No, not technically. It's a mystery of science or something.
We all just get along so well.
Okay. Now, along with this, you've got your brand new record, Flypaper. Now, the show at the Magic Bag, it starts at, the doors are at 7 o'clock.
Correct. The show starts at 7:30 with Discipline, and we should find our way to the stage maybe about 9 o'clock, we're hoping.
Okay. So it'll be a nice show for a Sunday evening.
Right. We planned it so it's a little early.
It is a school night, so.
Yep. See the show and get back home in time to get your 8 hours of sleep.
That's right. Ears ringing.
And it's $10 at the door.
Oh, well. Okay. But tell you what, why don't we get some more music?
Let's get right back into it. Absolutely. This is a track from Presence of Mind. This is called Modification.
Thank you.
Yes, that we have tiles right here in the studio.
Right here live.
Yes, it's always live at 5 here at WHFR. Now, your brand new record, Flypaper. Now, the label it's on, what is that? It's on, Inside Out Records?
Inside Out, yeah. SPV.
And where's that out of?
Germany is the main hub. And then they have Inside Out America here in, is it Philadelphia or New Jersey?
Somewhere in New Jersey. But Inside Out is kind of a progressive rock specialty label, lots of progressive rock bands. And a few years ago, the big metal label SPV picked them up. So we enjoy the benefits of the SPV distribution and publicity support. So
we got some good stable mates. I mean, Saga, King's X, some other ones down there.
Okay, and I'm sure all the German executives are listening right now, since we are worldwide.
Sure, and some of them are actually here in North America, so we have to be on our best behavior. There's no time lag for us to edit later.
That's right.
Well, there never is. We're live right here. Now you've toured around. You've been out there for a bit. In fact, are you guys ready to go?
For another song or another tour?
Oh.
Well, we need a little notice for a tour, but...
Yeah, we can do another song.
Okay, yes. Why don't we get another song?
Okay, let's go to something off of Flypaper itself right now. This is a track called Hide and Seek.
I thought you guys were on your best behavior.
Apparently we're not.
Just read it off the sheet. We'll be right back.
All right. Now, I want to remind everybody, you are listening to Tiles right here on WHFR Dearborn on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, the band is made up of Mark on drums, Jeff on bass, Chris on guitar, and Paul on those fabulous vocals. All right. Well, they're all fabulous.
Thank you very much.
And you guys are going to be doing a CD release party at the Magic Bag this Sunday night.
Yes, that is correct.
And I was reading your bio information about the repackaging of the other CDs. It says it has some bootleg music and videos and photos, and it's all been remastered. Is that available on the Inside Out website?
I believe, yes, you can. I know it's all available on Amazon.com. The Inside Out website can direct you also where you might be able to find that as well.
And that is InsideOut.com, I believe?
InsideOut, is that DE?
Dot DE, yeah.
Yeah, that's out of Germany, I believe, so.
Ah, okay.
But it's in English. You can.
Yes, all the printing is in English, yeah.
And there's you an have English a MySpace version. Site as well.
Right, that's MySpace.com/TilesMusic. Because there are actually some other bands that have started using the name Tiles. So
I think there's a DJ Tiles, I think, when I've done this.
Right.
Okay, and you also have just your standard website, which is tiles/music.com?
Dash music.com, yes. And that has all kinds of links and information where you can sample songs and buy stuff and read all about us and look at pictures and videos and...
Okay, and we want to encourage everybody to come on out to the Magic Bag this Sunday night.
Sunday night live.
Yes, live, Sunday. After the blowout, come on down.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, what do you say we get back to it?
Yeah.
Why not? What are you going to do next?
We're going to go back to the first record. I'm going to give myself a little bit of a break, and we're going to have some music. This is a song called Dress Rehearsal.
right. Now, that song was off your very first record, wasn't it?
The first record, yes.
Okay.
Now, you've had four others, one called Tiles.
That's the first one, yes.
Tiles, then mm-hmm. Fence the Clear.
Fence the Clear, that's...
And then Presence of Mind and Window Dressing. This one's called Flypaper. How
that
did you come up with that?
Chris?
It's not a song title on your record.
Well, Chris was writing lyrics, and I just kept throwing paper airplanes at him, and it just, like, came to him out of the blue.
Well, when it poked me in the eye, I had to wear a patch for a while.
Oh,
because he had a steel tip on it.
What's the best way to fly him?
Yeah. With the steel tip?
Yeah, with the steel tip.
You'll okay. poke your eye out.
Well, you'll notice some of our previous CD titles were a little cryptic or maybe had lots of double meanings and things with the artwork and titles. So for Flypaper, we actually started out hoping to pick something really simple and without any puns or double meanings, and it backfired on us.
Something that sticks.
Right. So... And actually, we had a hard time coming up with the CD title. We didn't think any of the song titles made good CD titles, and there was nothing in the lyrics. And we eventually just put a few names over to our art director, Hugh Syme, and let him pick what he thought he could create an image for.
And he actually had, the CD tray is the original cover idea that he had underneath the CD. And we really liked that. But we didn't know if, we weren't sure if having a fly actually on the cover was what we wanted. So his alternate version, when we got the second version, was just so unbelievable. I'm glad we went for number, two, held out for it. It was very, very, very cool. Went way beyond what we thought you could do with the title of Flypaper. So.
Well, it's always good when things go beyond your expectations.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys have today. You've gone way beyond our expectations. You never know what bands are going to be like when they come in. But, you sound great today.
Oh, thank you for having us out.
Hey. Well, and we a few mistakes here and there just to let people know it truly is live.
There's no steroids with this either.
Whoa.
Well,
there
you go.
What will we have next for our next song?
It's a Bernadette Peters cover, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
No, this is off our second CD, Fence the Clear. It's entitled Patterns.
And we have Tiles here at our Live Drive at 5 studios. And, oh.
I want to remind people that next week on Motor Live Drive, we have the band Hogan Says, which is a progressive rock band. And if you've missed any portion of this particular show or you want to re-listen to it, you can hear the podcast for the next 12 weeks at WHFR.FM. Go down to the bottom of the first page and you can click on things that are new podcast. I believe they've even highlighted it in the last week or two. And you can listen to all of the shows that we've done in the last 12 weeks. We've had a lot of amazing bands here, and we've, let me think what should be on there. We've got Dave Boutette, we've got Tone and Niche, Green Street, Simplicity, American Mars, and you can check them out at WHFR.FM at our internet website. And are they ready?
Yes, right in our studios today we have Tiles. Are you guys ready for another song?
I think we have one left.
Okay, I hope you do. And what will that one song be?
It'll be Landscape.
That is also from Flypaper. And hey, we got a visitor. Mic him up. Look at my shaker.
Oh,
paint. And we have tiles here in the studio. That was Land Scrape.
Yes.
Okay. And you've got a big show coming up this Sunday at the Magic Bag. Your CD release party for what?
Flypaper.
Ah, your brand new CD?
Yes, it is. It came out at the end of January, and this is our first official show, really, in 3 years. We spent that much time writing and working on Flypaper, so...
So this is a very special show for you.
Right.
Okay, and it'll start at what time?
Doors open at 7. It's almost free. It's only $10. And Discipline will actually start at 7:30. And we'll go on probably about 9 o'clock and have you home early in time for work and or school Monday morning.
Okay. Now, you want to finish up with something off your brand new Flypaper CD.
Right. We'd like to play the single, actually, entitled Sacred and Mundane. It features Alex Lifeson of Rush on lots and lots of guitars. And it was a great privilege to have him dedicate his time and effort to the song, so we hope everyone likes it.
Okay, well, here it is.
Yeah.
And that is The Tiles. That's your new single?
That is the single, Sacred and Mundane.
Okay, and what can you tell everybody before you go?
Before I'm leaving today, I want everybody to know that Tiles is playing their CD release party at the Magic Bag, and that is this Sunday night.
Okay, and in that case, come on down, brand new release for your new CD, which is called?
New CD, Flypaper.
Where can you get it?
You can get it at Amazon.com, Dearborn Records. On the east side, you can get it at Record Time.
Okay, and now stay tuned for The Jump Button.
Child was the great rod with two bees.